welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 85, Playing Hooky. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates. I always mess that up. Life updates is really hard to say. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes, you know, these things need context. So anyway, if you know me, you're welcome here. But you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on this. Hey, if you don't know me, how did you find this podcast? Anyway, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing context that people who do know me know, if that makes any sense. Anyway, if you are just joining now for whatever reason, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the past 20 some odd years. I would stick with those and advise against, you know, binging the whole series. I haven't, these podcasts are not recorded with binging in mind. There's a lot of repetition, might be boring. Anyway, so this one, yeah, late again, late recording again. And the only reason I'm even getting this out at all today is because Hammy and I, my son, we're both home with colds and we both took the day off today. I'm recording this super late in terms of day of the week. It's Tuesday. I normally try to record on Friday. This is normally my university teaching day. And yeah, my excuse for not getting to it till today, just busy. And there was a long weekend in there. And I never get anything done on long weekends. All right. Let's just get into the updates, though. YTG. Actually, I'm going to leave this one till the end. Let me just... Nerd Night updates. We did Nerd Night last Friday. It went really well. I got some photos. Oh yeah, maybe I'll post some of those. I'll post some of those at some point. Yeah, they weren't amazing. They're fine. Anyway, photography. So that was, yeah. So sorry, that was this past Friday. The next Nerd Night is October 18th. tokyo.nerdnightnite.com. If you want to check that out, it's available online. I'm hauling a lot of stuff down there, and this is going to be a problem. So we recently moved from, okay, so post-pandemic, we lost our Tokyo venue, and so we started doing the show in Kawasaki in JDS, which is the theater venue that I use for all my theater stuff. And that was good because I actually could store a lot of stuff there and a lot of equipment. And we also started properly live streaming after we resumed, which takes a lot of equipment. But we thought we could actually start doing better if we started doing the shows in Tokyo again, maybe getting more people in. So we've started using a new venue in Sugamo. The problem is that I have to cart so much equipment. So when we used to do it in Tokyo, I had to cart a lot of equipment in, but also I had other people who were bringing stuff. When we did do live streaming, other people brought that equipment in. John Matthews actually would carry that equipment in. And yeah, and they had certain things. Like they had a soundboard that we could use. For this show, I actually had to carry a soundboard in because their sound system is sort of like, it's a mixing board that's built into a speaker. So it's really hard. It's fine if you're just mixing for the room, but if you actually have to mix to go out to the live stream, that is just, it's kind of undoable because of the location and the orientation of that mixer there on the back of that speaker. Anyway, so it basically means I'm carrying a lot of equipment. I barely made it there. In fact, my suitcase wheel, the suitcase I was using, just two of them actually kind of semi-disintegrated on the way home because I had to carry a bunch of cables. I had to carry a soundboard. I had to carry the wireless headset microphone. So I had to carry two tripods. I had to carry three cameras. I had to carry a bunch of lenses. Yeah. So I haven't solved this problem. Three of the volunteers are holding items for me for next time. And so they'll bring them in. But the thing is, even with them holding all that stuff, I was struggling on my way home. My suitcase was so heavy that, as I say, I blew the wheels out on the way back. Partly that's because I'm carrying cables and they're heavy, but it's just carrying three cameras and lenses are heavy. And I put them in the suitcase rather than on my back because I'm trying to save my shoulders because I'm sort of having these ongoing shoulder issues from carrying heavy bags for years and years and years. Anyway, I don't know what to do in order to make that sustainable. If you hear coughing in the background, that's Hammy. Yeah, so it's going well, except for the fact that I'm carrying too much stuff and I'm trying to come up with a solution. Could I leave some stuff at the venue? Sure, but the stuff that I could leave there, like tripods, they're not that, like the ones I'm taking there are my personal ones and they're not that heavy. And I don't want to leave my cameras there like the way I used to at the theater. I don't know. It's a lot to think about. All right, moving on. Nothing new for photography. Oh, that photography gig I put in for, I think I mentioned in the last update. I did not get it. They decided to go with their dude from Singapore. They just brought somebody over with them to do the shoot. So that was a bit disappointing because I thought I had a decent chance of getting that. I've also got someone who messaged me who wants to do another surprise engagement shoot, another surprise proposal shoot. I do not know why people are so into this. I think it's such a dumb idea. And he particularly wanted me to be like not with them. So like I'm actually shooting from a distance with a zoom lens. But here's the kicker. He wanted me to do it. He wants to do it at the shrine near Hiroshima, basically Miyajima, where you've got the torii, the big red gate on the water. And he doesn't know very much about Japan because I told him that, you know, it was probably minimum cost would be like 160,000 yen, like $1,600 Canadian. And I said, because I have to travel from Yokohama. And he said, oh, no, you misunderstand. I don't want to do the shoot in Yokohama. I'm doing the shoot in Fukushima and Hiroshima. And I'm like, I had to explain to him that I have to travel. It costs like 40,000 yen round trip, 12 hours of traveling almost. And then he wants this for like, he thinks it's going to be cheap because it's a 30 minute photo shoot. But actually this is going to take all of one day, possibly part of another day. And that's not even including the edits. And he got back to me saying he thought the amount was a little high. And I'm like, that's the cheap rate, right? Like $1,600 for me to go to another city, shoot. Like I have to scout out the location. I haven't been there in 15 years. I had to scout out the location, figure out where he's going to stand. I think he's got this image of the torii just sort of out on the water like that, but it's not like that because the tide comes in and out and the torii is sometimes just there and it's like mud. So I don't know what, but I'm not talking about those details unless he agrees on the price, which given the fact that it's been 2 days now and he hasn't replied to my response, he probably is not into that. Anyway, so that's what's happening with photography stuff. For the yesterday project, the audio project, I went to Keiko, the author's house, last week. So that's a very rare house that's over 100 years old in Yokohama. It's actually been renovated quite a bit, so it wasn't quite the sort of like feeling I was expecting when I walked inside to like connect to, you know, moments in her script. But yeah, it was good to sort of see it and remind myself what the area was like. But yeah, nothing's really going to move forward on that project probably for the next month. And Be the Audience project, as I mentioned before, I've turned off that page for now because, yeah, I've turned off that page for now because I'm applying for those AD jobs and I don't really want them to see it. But I'm probably going to turn them back on soon because I haven't heard from either of those. In fact, the Theater Orangeville has not even sent me a confirmation that they received my application, which is unusual. So, okay, now I said I'd circle back to YTG updates. There's not that much, there's no real YTG update, but I want to talk about something I've been thinking about since Friday. So on Friday, before Nerd Night, I had a lovely meeting with my friend Selena, and she got me thinking about what I can do to make YTG, particularly the summer show, work out financially. Because every show, I'm stressing about how to pay for stuff. It's coming out of my pocket. This year, YTG is running a 210,000 yen deficit. So that's about $2,100 Canadian. Even though generally expenses were lower this year, but revenues were also down, and especially donations were down this year. Any deficit for this company comes out of my pocket. There is no war chest. And the company currently owes me about 1.3 million yen, which is about 13,000 Canadian dollars. So the problems are that I have too much to do on each show to be effective at marketing and promotion. It's not my strength anyway, but I just don't have the bandwidth to really focus on it. Okay, that's one. Two, despite the fact that we're now doing hybrid shows that we can sell online, so wider audience, and international members of the ensemble can sell to friends and family abroad, the ensemble members aren't really selling that many tickets. To be fair, neither am I. See that first point. Problem three, I can only do so much additional fundraising. There's a sort of like a fatigue level, I think, that sets in. And, you know, if every show is a crisis, it's kind of hard to continually do that kind of fundraising. And also, I'm running out of things to give, right? So I've done a couple of fundraising campaigns where you get tickets for the upcoming show, and then you get like videos of a bunch of the previous shows. And there's only so many times I can do this. The people aren't going to repeatedly, I mean, nobody's doing it to get those things, but when the perks are sort of repeated and things you've already got, it's sort of harder to make that, I think, to make that leap. Four, all these problems come down to me running the company by myself and no one else really having any skin in the game long term. So a possible solution that I bounced off Selena was to change the internship program, or at least the summer internship program, to include a fee. I don't know, you could call it an ante. Right? Sort of a cost of participation. That fee would, I don't know what it would be yet. It'd be based on how much the show is going to cost, plus how much I need to, so that the money is there to pay for stuff, plus how much I need to be paid to justify all the time I put into the company and particularly the project. So in the past, like, you know, nobody's getting paid, but I think that I need to start getting paid for the amount of work I'm doing on this, because, you know, while I am getting something out artistically with everybody, I don't get to walk away after each project. I have to deal with like the aftermath. I'm dealing with all the stuff that I don't have help on during the year. And there's a bunch of things that only I can deal with. And I've, you know, personnel issues, that becomes my problem. If someone's a problem in the ensemble, I'm the one who's going to have to ask them to leave. And I probably should have done that for a couple of the people who came through agencies this year. And I didn't, because I felt that, you know, that I was trying to, I don't know, I felt like the whole responsibility should be distributed between all of us. And I think some of the ensemble members were right when they pushed back that that's actually my job. But if that's my job, then I should be getting paid to do that job. Because that is not, you know, that's not something that gives me, there's a helicopter. This has been helicopters going over us all day today. Yeah, because that's not what I'm there for, right? Not what I'm there for. I don't get anything out of that. And it's stressful. It's stressful for me. Okay. Apparently the helicopter is going to fly right over the house. God damn it. Maybe he's just going to hover over top of the house. Okay. Anyway. So, moving on. Yeah. So the fee will be based on how much the show will cost, plus how much I need to be paid to justify the stuff that I do and what I bring to the project. And the fact that, like, frankly, if it wasn't for me, the project isn't happening. So people will essentially be buying a membership into the ensemble. But having said that, it's not like that money is sunk and gone. So the idea will be ensemble members will sell their own tickets or have a fundraising page or something of their own, so they can actually, if they want to, they can actually make that money. They can actually make that money back and come out net zero on that. And so I would then provide the infrastructure for them to do that. And also I might make exceptions for people making huge contributions on, especially on the tech admin or just experience side, or for people who come from really low income countries. So those are possible exceptions. Now, problems with this is how to do this and make sure it doesn't become hierarchical in either direction, so that they feel like oh, they're paying students. And so me as the permanent staff member, it creates this hierarchy where I'm like the Uber boss. So that's one direction. Or the other direction, where they feel like they're paying me and want to exercise an inordinate amount of control over how I do my job. So I don't want that to go in either direction. Okay, another problem is how to manage this with interns coming in via agencies who are already paying the agencies to find them an internship. So, you know, already unpaid internships, super rare these days in the world, not in Japan. But I don't know, with that problem, with few exceptions, the people coming through agencies are not key ensemble members, right? So that might just be, and I don't want to do this because I liked everybody being in the same sort of bowl, so to speak, the same circle, but also based on the behavior of a lot of them. And there's exceptions to this, but I would say more than 50% now of the people coming through agencies behave like employees. So maybe we need to start treating them like employees. I don't know. You know, in terms of in terms of some of the behaviors, I think I've mentioned in previous podcasts, an excessive amount of sort of clock watching and behaving like everybody else is a manager and they're a worker when we're all workers. So I don't know, maybe we just make that more, we just put that relationship where it belongs. It really sucks because we have had a few people coming from the agencies who are useful members of the ensemble, not necessarily even as performers, but who actually contributed and were invested. But maybe we treat those people, we take their skill, like the skill that they're coming to hone and the activity they want to do, and we let them do that and we just silo them off. I don't know. And like I said before, the problem with the fee is to, you know, how to make sure it's high enough to have investment, but not so high that it's onerous and nobody wants to join us. Because I really hate having people who are contributing to a project to be paying to contribute to a project, but I'm looking at this more like it's kind of a co-op. I put a lot of money. I essentially put all the money up front for this project. And of other people, of course, they're paying out because they're coming to Japan and staying. So they're invested in that. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm still thinking about this, you know, only the summer show, how much, that kind of thing. But something needs to change because it's getting really hard. And I need to justify to myself and to my family that this activity is worth pursuing, that I'm creating art and it's also getting me somewhere in this horrible late stage capitalism world we live in. So anyway, that's my big thought for the week. I'll probably record another update at the end of the week. It'll probably be really short. Oh, the other thing I didn't mention, I have an audition coming up. It's not YTG. This is separate. I've got an audition coming up for an NHK morning drama. There's a lot of people auditioning for this, so I don't know how big a chance I have, but I am growing up my mustache and working on my Dublin accent to play Lafcadio Hearn in a show that would be filming next winter. Early 2025 through to spring 2025. Yeah. Okay. That's it for this week. I will catch you next time. Andrew out.